Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Tobosky with a look at the tech world. And of course, one of the biggest stories in tech has to do with TikTok. Mike, court on Monday hearing whether or not a forced sale or ban of the TikTok app should be able to go through. What do we hear inside that courtroom?
Yeah, so to refresh our memories here, Congress overwhelmingly passed legislation earlier this year that would force ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company, to sell the app. Otherwise, it would be banned in the United States. And they have until January 19th of next year to do that. Back in May, TikTok sued the government, saying that the legislation was unconstitutional, that they were being unfairly targeted. And yesterday, arguments were heard by an appeals court in Washington, D.C. Now, lawmakers have raised concerns throughout this entire process that TikTok could be used as a tool by the Chinese government, which ByteDance is a Chinese company, that TikTok could be used to spy on American users or as a means by which to leverage pro-China messaging. TikTok and ByteDance have denied all of this and argued through this entire process that the government has not provided any publicly available evidence to back up their claims, that even the evidence that they've presented in court is so heavily redacted that they themselves cannot properly make their argument, calling into question whether the government can mount this case at all, and that if it were to come to a ban, the banning of TikTok, which 170 million Americans use every month, would amount to an infringement of their free speech rights.
From what I'm reading about this, it seems as though the judge in this case may side with lawmakers which want the shutdown.
Which is unusual, because in the past we've seen a number of, you know, the judicial system in the United States lean towards free speech arguments, despite the fact that there are national security concerns out there. However, through this process, the DOJ has said that the national security concerns that they have found and have put forward in this heavily redacted evidence are so great that they supersede TikTok's First Amendment arguments. Now, on Monday, TikTok's lawyers argued that the American social media users, regardless of these national security concerns, Americans have the right to work with whatever publisher they like. They can use whatever social media app they choose, whether it be a Meta product or a Google product or a ByteDance product. But the judge did press them on exactly how far that should go and when that becomes a national security risk, sort of supporting what you raised there, which is that there seems to be a real focus on these concerns. But again, these concerns that we, the public, just are not privy to, given how heavily redacted this evidence is.
The impact that this would have. I mean, it's really become the fastest growing app, the most popular social media app, even if myself, a lot of people listening to this, have never even opened it or installed it on their phones. How can you describe, you know, the impact this would have around, well, the social media world, I guess?
Oh, it's huge. In fact, you know, you talk to sort of content creators and people who follow the influencer economy out there. Culture now exists downstream of what happens on TikTok, right? That is the idea. It doesn't come organically from Facebook or Instagram anymore. TikTok is sort of the lead for what the conversation is like online. Again, 170 million Americans use TikTok in some capacity every month. Millions of businesses as well rely on the platform to do advertising and sales in some capacity. So it's a hugely influential platform. And a lot of that comes back to its algorithm, guys, right? TikTok is a scrolling feed of videos that are submitted by users to, their followers. And that algorithm, you know, can expose you to some very interesting stuff, right? Some topics that you would not otherwise think about. But the concern that lawmakers raise is that given ByteDance's sort of Chinese origin, that the Chinese government could use that algorithm to leverage pro-China messaging and get that messaging in front of eyeballs, primarily young American eyeballs that would otherwise not see it. So that's the big concern. But again, we don't have any publicly available evidence that that's happening. And that is the big concern that TikTok's lawyers are raising and many people who rely on TikTok are raising as well.
Mike, you got a look at an electric vehicle yesterday that some are calling the Cybertruck of scooters.
That's right. Yes, it's called the Infinite Machine P1. And Infinite Machine is a New York City-based company. It's here in Brooklyn. And they are what is called a micro-mobility company. And this is a sort of growing segment in the transportation world that is somewhere between a traditional car and a pedal bicycle, right? They are electrically assisted things like e-bikes and scooters and mopeds and that type of thing. And a moped is exactly what this P1 is. It has this very retro-futuristic look. It is reminiscent of the Cybertruck. The founders of this company said that they were inspired in some small part by the Cybertruck, but also things like the DeLorean from the 1980s and brutalist architecture as well. So it's got this very aggressive sort of stainless steel kind of hard-edged look to it. But it is at its core a moped, an electric scooter, and a pretty fast one at that. 60 miles per hour is its top speed. You have to have a motorcycle license in order to ride at that speed. But there is a lower speed version that allows you to ride with just a traditional driver's license. 50 miles of electric range. It has a removable battery in the floor that you can take out and bring into your apartment or to your home and recharge over the course of a few hours. It has Apple CarPlay, so you can cast your smartphone to the infotainment system on this scooter as well. It's got cameras that kind of monitor whether somebody's going to mess with it or steal it, that are constantly monitoring its surroundings, also being used for insurance purposes as well. However, all that technology is going to cost you about $10,000. I mean, this kind of exists at the very high end of the micro-mobility segment.
Good. So you won't have to worry about me playing with my phone, going 60 miles an hour on a scooter, charging right at you, Mike. Thanks for the update. Mike Dubusky joins us every Tuesday with a look at the tech world.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.